December is here, Wes, and another rendition of the Battle of the Bays is upon us. It's time for final thoughts. Okay, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, you said in the intro, December football has been very kind to the Green Bay Packers over the year. 11 wins since 2014 in 12 contests. Packers looking to continue that streak here at Lambeau Field. They're coming off three straight losses. As Mike McCarthy said this week, there is no worse feeling than walking up that tunnel after a loss. Packers want to turn this thing around against a good game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers team that's now won two of their last three contests.
Yeah, time to defend the home turf for sure. And I say what's at stake, and I don't mean to be overly dramatic here, Wes, but what's at stake in some ways is the season. The Packers are 5-6. Mike McCarthy said this week, hey, if you don't get to 10 wins, there's not a whole lot of playoff stuff that's worth talking about. So the only way to get to 10 wins is to win them all from here on out. And you can't win them all unless you win the first one. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Mike, I'm going to go with Nick Perry in that Packers defensive front with the pass rush. You look at that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dom Capers said it this week, a lot of four-man rushing because there was an emphasis on stopping Antonio Brown and everything that the Steelers have with those downfield weapons. You look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in some ways they're built very similarly with Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, some talented guys out there that the secondary and the coverage is going to have to take into account. The best way to help eliminate them is getting pressure on Jameis Winston and being able to do it quickly with a four-man rush. Nick Perry leads the team with 7 sacks. We'll see if Clay Matthews is out there with them, but regardless of the combination, the Packers need to get home more.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And my player to watch, I'm staying on the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to go with safety HaHa Clinton Dix. He said some things this week about how the ball hasn't really been coming his way. He's trying to be patient. He's not going to try to chase the big plays. You mentioned some of those tough matchups. DeSean Jackson, Mike Evans, those two tight ends, Brait and Howard, both 6'5 or better. There are some tough matchups here in the secondary for the Packers, and this Tampa Bay team doesn't run the ball very well. I think Jameis Winston is going to be throwing it all around Lambeau Field. It's not going to be super cold for a December game. I think some chances are going to come HaHa Clinton Dix's way, and he's got to cash in. Wes, I say the Packers win if Brett Hundley outplays Jameis Winston. You look at what happened last week in Pittsburgh. Brett Hundley had the best game of his pro career. You could say passer rating-wise he did outplay Ben Roethlisberger, but the Steelers were such a well-rounded team that they were still able to make up for it, still able to beat the Packers in the last seconds. This Tampa Bay Buccaneers team is not as well-rounded as the Steelers. They aren't the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think if Brett Hundley can build on what he did against Pittsburgh, against a very good defense, and do that against a defense that is not ranked as high, if he outplays Winston, who's coming back from 3 weeks off with a shoulder injury, I think the Packers win this ballgame.
Mike, last week you and I said the Packers need to do 3 things to win that game. They need to protect the football, which they did. They need to turn over the football on defense, which they did. They got 3 takeaways. And they need to run the ball. They also did that. They still didn't get the victory.
Yeah.
Why did that happen? I think missed tackles had a role to play in that. Mike McCarthy, Dom Capers talked about it this week. Packers win this game, in my opinion, if they shore up the tackling. A lot of positives to draw from defensively in that performance against the Steelers. You're taking on, again, a talented Tampa Bay team that has weapons that can make guys miss. But breaking down and making sure that you stay in front of guys is really going to be paramount in this thing. There's been positives there. Now you just need to build on them.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that, we will sign off on final thoughts for now. But be sure to follow all of our coverage of Sunday's game on Packers.com and on all of your social media channels. Thanks for watching, everybody, and enjoy the ball game.